Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this marvelous Monday.
Marvelous Monday. Our Do Not Fear scripture for today is out of Luke 5, verse 10. Luke 5, verse 10, it says, "And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, 'Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people.'"
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So today,
we're teaching seven ways to overcome negative stuff. And that's a good teaching for the first day of the week.
Yes, it is.
Sunday's first day.
Overcoming negative stuff. Well, if you're heading to the workplace.
Yep. Number one, talk to yourself. Despite popular opinion, there's nothing wrong with talking to yourself. There's nothing wrong with answering yourself. But if you say, huh, then you're in trouble. You not only need to be talking to yourself, but you need to be saying the right things, which is found in the Word of God.
That's right.
You also need to know that if you're not talking to yourself, somebody else is. Your choice of words will reveal who you really are. Scripture says in Matthew 12:34, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." Matthew 12:34-37, Message Bible. How do you suppose what you say is worth anything when you're so foul-mouthed? It's your heart, not the dictionary, that gives meaning to your words. A good person produces good deeds and words season after season. An evil person is a blight on the
orchard.
Orchard, thank you. Let me tell you, the Bible's verse says, let me tell you something. Every one of those whose careless words is going to come back to haunt them. There'll be a time, a day of reckoning. Words are powerful. Take them seriously. Words can be your salvation. Words can also be
your damnation. That's right.
And that's a fact. Verse 37 says in part, words are powerful. Take them seriously. Especially when they're coming out of your mouth.
Mm-mm. Number two, who else should you allow to speak into your life? You may need to, change who you are allowing to speak into your life. Think about it. You wouldn't allow a neighbor to walk in your living room and dump an entire contents of a garbage can in the middle of the floor. Yet there are so many believers who are allowing neighbors, friends, even family, to dump negative thinking and bring harmful conversation into their mental living room, we like to say. Dr. Mike Murdoch, close friend and mentor of us over the years, said that he can tell your future once he determines who you're listening to.
That's good.
Very smart and truthful. Our success in life will be determined by those whose voices we choose to listen to. There should really be only one voice that gives you the absolute accurate information and direction every time. And it's told to you exactly out of Galatians 5:16. 5:16, very powerful, New Living Translation. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves.
That's so true.
So true.
Number three, participate in activities that you enjoy. Every sporting event, every television show has a break in the action. You need to plan and participate in things that relax you physically and mentally. Everyone, and that includes you, and especially me, we need to decompress from the pressures of life, or if we prefer, the toils of the day. Start your relaxation and recreational time right where you are. It may be as simple as sitting out on the porch during the summertime or watching the sunset, or my wife and I sitting on the bank of the Neuse River watching the water go by. Mm-hmm. In the winter, it might be building a snowman. You can also have a walk in the park, swim in a public pool, go for a walk in the street. I don't need to make the list for you. Get a sheet of paper and create your own list of activities that you're going to enjoy doing without messing up your budget.
Number four, do not allow anybody, including for sure the enemy, to direct your focus at will. The key to, well, is close to, this is kind of close to number two, but there's a difference. Find a quiet time in a secret place where you can spend quality time with the Lord. No interruptions. Give your highest priority to reading the Word of God. Don't allow the television set to be blaring, or don't, you know, have the internet up during your devotion time. I can tell you the enemy will try to break your focus. You know that. If you're breathing on planet Earth, it might be even the baby crying, a child needing help with homework. The point is to continue to go back to God. God knows that your baby cries and that there are other needs that arise. He does. Just continue to keep your focus on Him. He's always with you. There's nothing more valuable than the time you spend with the Lord God. So guard it diligently.
Amen. Number five, create conversations that energize your faith. First, your confession should be based on your speaking right words. What are right words? Simple answer. The words in the scripture. Ephesians 4:29, Classic Amplified. Let no foul or polluting language, no evil word, or unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth. But only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it. And understand this, you can change where you are in life with what comes out of your mouth. Create your confession based on what you want to see manifested, as long as it's based on the Word of God.
Amen.
Make your confession at least 21 days. Studies show any action taken daily for 21 days will very likely become a habit. These habits we form become a lifestyle we create and live by. If you don't own our book, Spiritual Entrepreneur, a 21-Day Information System for Success, you can go to haroldherring.com and order it from the website. Change your life. Your circumstances should never alter your confession. And one final thought, speak your confession every day. Your confession will directly impact your expectation, which will determine your manifestation.
Good word. Number six, consume the right kind of mental food. If you want to replace negativity in your life, then you need to be feeding on the right stuff. There's an old saying that we've said for years, what you feed grows and what you starve dies. So the right stuff is to turn off all the stuff that you're listening to that is not feeding you the things that you want, especially during this time of, well, when you're trying to change your mental outlook. If you're listening to a political talk show radio, especially these days, there's so much negativity on that. Maybe it's not good for you. Maybe you don't need to, but tune in to so much, be out of there. And listen instead to things that are going to help you be positive, grow, be looking on things that the Word says. I mean, there are so many promises in the Word. Take your pastor's sermon from yesterday, or a professional development teaching, or something from the Debt-Free Army when we just told you to go on the website. There's stuff out there. Put it in your CD, MP3 player, whatever it is, and get educated and empower yourself in the Word. If you commute more than 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, whether it's to work or you're running errands or whatever, that's 150 minutes in a week, 7,800 minutes a year, and a total of 130 hours on your drive time, which equals, are you ready, 16 work days. This could allow you to manifest the law of displacement in your life. Do you know what that means? It means taking out the garbage and putting in the good stuff. The power and the positive from the Word of God, truly, it will change your life.
Yes.
We remember this quote from Albert Einstein that says, if you feed your mind as often as you feed your stomach, then you'll never have to worry about feeding your stomach or having a roof over your head or clothes on your back.
That's a great quote.
Success truly can come to us unless we're just unwilling to change our attitude. Point is, we need to change in the direction we want to go. And the day to start is today, and the moment is right now, because it'll never get any sooner than right now.
That's true.
We need to understand that success will not manifest unless we establish it within us.
That's it. Number 7, reach out and touch someone. Ephesians 6:8, New Living Translation. Remember, the Lord will reward each one of us for the good we do.
Hallelujah.
We are admonished throughout the scriptures to develop a heart of compassion, to love others with the love of God. 2 Peter 1:17, Classic Amplified. And in exercising godliness, develop brotherly affection. In exercising brotherly affection, develop Christian love. The good news is that developing and displaying Christian love brings its own reward. 2 Peter 1:8, New Living Translation. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And one final thing, look for the best in others. Even if you aren't looking for the best in themselves, if they're not, you can. You can look for the best in them. 1 Thessalonians 5:13, Message Bible. Look for the best in each other and always do the best to bring it out.
Think of that.
If you look for the best in everybody else, it'll take the worst out of you in your days.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah.
At least you'll have a great attitude. Right?
That's it. Something else popped in my mind, honey, that when Bev and I eat, we have meals. We don't watch the news. We don't watch anything on television except instrumental Christian music, and we do that every month of the year.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, if you need to eat in peace.
That's it.
You need to eat in peace. It also gives a great background music for having good conversation.
That's it.
Godly conversation.
Whatever it is, find it, use it.
Yep.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts. From the Word of God, it is so rich. There's so much richness in it.
There is. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.